to the boy said today's daf is daf gimel, and we're holding the final two lines on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis. As you recall, we started the Masechta yesterday, and at the very beginning of the Masechta in the Mishnah, we learned that a Bezdin that had incorrectly paskit regarding a particular Isur, that it is mutter. The classic example the Gemara gave was, for instance, about a particular type of chaylet that the Bezdin said, oh, this chaylet is okay, then you don't have to worry. It's good. And what happened? And one yachid, or more yachidim, not a roif, one of more yachidim followed the psak of that Bezdin HaGadol, and unfortunately ate from the chaylet. And then a week later, the Bezdin said, uh-oh, we made a boo-boo. Does that yachid have to go and bring a carbon for what he did? Said our Mishnah, no, he's potter. Nishatola bebezin. So even though the bezin is not bringing a par helam davushu tzibur, because they would only bring it if you have roiv of klal Yisrael violating this avera based on their faulty psak. But nevertheless, this individual is potter, and the bezin is potter. Why is he potter? Tola bebezin. He just followed the orders, the kosher certification of bezin. He's potter. You remember, yesterday we said in the middle of Beis Amid Beis, Omer Yehuda Meshmuel, this is not so simple. Zu, that we learned in the Mishnah, that's Reb Yehuda, but the Chachomim in fact disagree, and they hold that Yochid She'osah B'Yiruas Bezdin is Chayev. And you'll recall yesterday we brought two Brises. One Brise we said that's Reb Yehuda speaking, and the other Brise we said is the Rabban. So just take a quick eyeball summary or review glance, good, of what we learned yesterday. So just looking at Beis Amid Beis, a little bit past halfway down the Amud, where the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, Zu Divrei Reb Yehuda, Aval Chachobim Oimrem Yochid Shosra Rezbelin is Chayiv. My Reb Yehuda, my Rabbanan. So then the Gemara brought a Bryce Reb Yehuda Desan, Yem Nefesh Achas Techta Mishgaga. What's it then? Beiroaz Bezin is Potter. That we said is Reb Yehuda's Bryce, your Potter. My Rabbanan, that was the lengthy Bryce, which was somewhat difficult to follow. And there, Rav Yehuda was Medaik in that Bryce, that if you have a Miut Kohol that followed the Psak of the Bezin HaGadol, they do have to go and bring a carbon after all. Now note, neither the first Brisa nor the second Brisa mention any names. They're both Stam Brises. Rav Yehuda Amashmul said that the first Brisa is Reb Yehuda and the second Brisa is the Rabbanan. But there is nowhere in either of those Brises any indication that it's Reb Yehuda, as opposed to the Chachamim, or as opposed to Reb Meir, or Reb Lezer, or Reb Yeshua, or someone else. And there's no indication in the second Braisa that this is the Rabbanan, other than that it's a Stam Braisa. That being the case, Freit the Gemara, maybe we should reverse the attributions and say that the first Braisa is the Rabbanan, and the second Braisa is Reb Yehuda. We would gain by that, because as you recall, our very good friend, Mr. Friedlander, asked yesterday that if in fact our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda against the Rabbanan, why would Rebbe paskin like a Das Yochid against the Rabbanan? Do you recall you asked that? And I told you that Mir Tashem, we will try to address that today. Anyway, the Gemara is adding to that, that there is no indication in the first price that that's Reb Yehuda, no indication that's Rabbanan, Mikamach Asvich. And that's what the Gemara Taka asked here, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. Mechti, second line from the bottom. Mechti Travayu Stami. Both of these prices that you quoted yesterday verbatim are both stam. In other words, no name is mentioned. If that being the case, Mimai the Kamais Reb Yehuda, Ubas Reis Rabbanan, Eima Ibcha, Efshapung Faker. Maybe the first is the Rabbanan, the second is Reb Yehuda. Says him, I'll tell you, I have a reason why I say that the first is Reb Yehuda. Man shamas le didorish miuti ki hai gavna. Who's the one that darshans miutim in that fashion? Reb Yehudi. What does he mean, darshan miuti in that fashion? If you look, just again, briefly, just eyeballing that first braisa that we attributed to Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, again, yesterday's daf, a little bit past halfway down. The Sanya im nefesh achas techta bishgoga ba'asoysa, says the Gemara, says the price, hari elu gemol mi'utin. The Gemara didn't spell out what those gemol mi'utin were. Rashi did tell us, but Rashi says that the way you have three mi'utin in these four or five words is that you have nefesh techta, achas techta, basoisa techta. In other words, that each time the Torah uses a singular expression to go and tell you three mi'utim, only certain people have to bring kabbanis, certain people do not have to bring kabbanis. So in these few words, he made three separate mi'utim. In other words, what the Gemara apparently is saying is that lulei Rabbi Yehuda, others might just say we have one big, colossal miut. Nefesh achas, teshvi, oh, soisa, that one individual, and that comes to tell us, ha'oisa mipiatzmoi, as opposed to vayiruaz bezdin. But he, Rabbi Yehuda, said, no, I got three separate limudim in these few words. Continuing now the Gemara here on the bottom of the Amid, we find Rabbi Yehuda darshent miyuti ki hai gavna. Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya, where is that other braisa? Rabbi Yehuda, oimen, our top of the Amid, zois toirasu oila, he who oila al moital mezbea kol alayla ala moiker. And the Gemara darshens now, yet again, Hari Elu Shloisha Miutin. What are the three Miutim? Rashi says, Zois is a Miut. The word he who oila is a Miut. And who oila with a capital He. In other words, with a Hey Hayidi at the beginning of the word, that gives you three Miutim. We learn three halachas. Once again, the Gemara doesn't go through the three halachas. Rashi tells us that there are three cases where you don't go and put the korban on the Mizbeach because it got disqualified. For instance, one that it was nishkata balayla, another one that it was nishpach dama, number three, yitzias dama chutz leklayim. In all the three cases, if afterwards they put the oila on the mizbeach, normally when we say im ola lo yeireid, in this case we would say im ola teireid. So these are three exceptions, three miutim. So you see that this is the derech hadrush of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can have one pasuk with only four or five words. I mean, the pasuk is much longer, but just in four or five words, he already makes three miutim to learn three halachas. So that's why it's logical to say that the first braisa that we said yesterday is the same Rabbi Yehuda.
Zois is one miut.
Yes.
The second miut
is the he, because it says he who oila.
The third.
And the third is who oila, the capital hey at the beginning. That's a hey hayidia. Okay. So that's you're right. That's not commonly the way we darshan, but Rabbi Yehuda takes every extra word, every extra letter, and he darshan.
Did you go over the three halachas he learns from im nefesh achas?
I'd be delighted to, but you should know the Gemara doesn't. Rashi goes and tells us what he learns. If you look at the Rashi,
well, it says the ha'osa mipnei atzmo chaya beharas based in pater.
That's one.
That's just one.
That's one. In other words, when this im nefesh achas tech v'shkaga is talking about bringing a carbon kizba or seira, if you are a regular commoner, regular individual, the chas v'sholem did an aveira, which is chayv kores b'meir, you did it b'shogeg, then you have to go and bring this carbon. Now the Gemara is learning one of the three limudim is, when do you do the carbon? If it was based on your own discretion, on your own volition. But if you listen to the Beis Din Paskin, that you're allowed to do it, and based on that, he did that error, and he did the sin. And only afterwards, the Beis Din said, oy, 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 kotosi visi pashati. So then, he is parted from having to bring a carbon, according to Reb Yehuda. Now, you're wondering, what are the other two limudim? Yeah. I'm happy to share those with you. If you look at the Rashi on the right-hand margin, on Beis Omid Beis, you see Rashi, im nefesh, achas techta bishkoga basoisa, right? It's halfway down. Zogt Rashi, nefesh achas. Rashi, demashma, nefesh techta, achas techta, basoisa techta. See, he takes those four or five words and he divides them up. Nefesh achas techta bishkoga basoisa, nefesh techta, one individual nefesh. Achas techta, basoisa techta, hari elu shloisha miyuti, demashma, basoisa piyasmai chayim. That's the one that we quoted in the Gemara. But Ariel, who has such a tzimoin fatoira, wants to know what about the other two. says Rashi, Varish, Vahani Shloisha Miutim Mefarish Besach the Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda, Chad the Mutzi Ze Oikir Veze Meiniach. When it comes to Hoitzo and Shabbos, you have to have Akira Mahanocha. What happens? Yankel made the Akira, and Beryl made the Hanocha. They both didn't realize that what they were doing was a violation of Shabbos. Do they have to go and bring a korban chatas? And the answer is no, because of one meal. If one individual done akira banoch on Shabbos by mistake, he would have to go and bring a korban chatas, but not two guys. The third one is what we're talking about. What's the mute ze yochel ze yochel? What happens if two people are carrying a package, a load together? Each one could do it on his own, but they're doing it two together. You're not supposed to do it
in
two together.
In concert.
In concert, yes. Therefore, on that too, if they did it by accident, not by accident, by mistake, they did it on Shabbos, then don't say, well, both of them violated. You do not go and bring a korban chatas under those circumstances. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda darshan those few words, three miutim, here he darshan three miutim, so it's logical to say that the Tana of the first price, that is Rabbi Yehuda. The Iba Yisem, I have an even better pshat. What's a better pshat? Even if you were to dismiss and say, okay, it's almost a coincidence, here he darshan three miutim, here he darshan three miutim, just because you darshan three miutim in Masechta Shabbos and you darshan three miutim in Masechta Shoyrius, not necessarily are they the same individual. No, but I have even a better pshat. What's the better pshat? Adayin yoimer. Leimotzes mukmul like Reb Yehuda. Cannot zetzayin the second brisa like Reb Yehuda. Diktani roiv kol shechotu bezin bezin meivin al yedei empar. What are you referring to? Going back now to the second brisa of yesterday, where the Gemara said, "My Rabban, who are the Rabban? Decide you." And I am the Miut Kol Shechotu Chayav Mishain Bez the Mivian Yedein Par. Roiv Kol Chotu Yuktur Shari Bez the Mivian Yedein Par. Oh, Bez the. In other words, where you have a situation where the Bezdin issued an incorrect psak, Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed that psak and violated the law by eating, for instance, the chalev, which is really prohibited, but they said that it was permitted, and then after that they changed their mind. So then, since Roiv of Klal Yisrael sinned, you have to bring a par helem double shel tzibur. Now, normally, if you ask anyone who brings this par helem double shel tzibur, the Bezin, because after all, they're the ones that made the incorrect ruling, the mistake. Exactly right. However, this is not unanimous. There are the others that say, no, it's a parallel of a show. Tzibur, Klal Yisrael has to go and bring this carbon.
You need to pay for it.
Exactly right. Number one. Number two, the Gemara is going to bring yet a third Mandi Amar later on, Reb Shimon, who is Machmer, and says both the kohol, the tzibur has to bring it, and the bezdin has to bring it. So you have to go and bring, normally, two karbonois, but in fact, as we'll see in a moment, since you have multiple shvatim, if roiv of the shvatim have unfortunately followed this faulty psak of the bezdin the gadol, then each shevet, according to this mandi amar, has to bring its own karbon, which mean then a minimum of seven karbonis because of seven shvatim, seven being roiv of 12. And if you hold that the bezin also has to bring it, then you have a minimum of eight. And of course, if all 12 shvatim have violated, you can bring 13. Anyway, we're going to talk about that further in another few lines. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, since this brisa keeps on saying bezdin, it doesn't say tzibur. So if you more of your Rabbi Yehuda, oh, I'm a tzibur to my bezdin loy. It's the tzibur that brings the carbon, not the bezdin. So therefore, this language that we just quoted from the brisa, that roiv kol shechotu bezdin mevi'in al yedayin, no, it's not bezdin. The tzibur brings it. Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Did not Rabbi Yehuda ima shiva shvatim shechotu mevi'in zayin parim. If the majority of Klal Yisrael consists of seven shvatim that all erred and they sinned based on this faulty psak, then you have to bring each one their own pot. Ah, so bottom line is, since the second brisa kept on focusing bezdin, and since Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's tzibur, so the second brisa cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda, al korchach by default it goes according to the Rabbanu. And with this, we've concluded now Rav Yehuda on Mashmul, that says that the halach of our Mishnah, that the Yachid is Batur, it's only according to Rav Yehuda, but not according to the Rabban. And Rav Nachman on Mashmul says almost the same as Rav Yehuda on Mashmul. These are both Talmidim of Shmuel. Says Rav Nachman on Mashmul, Zudiv Rav Meir of Chamoimim Yachid Shasu Beiroz Bezdin is Chayov. So Rav Nachman is the same as Rav Yehuda, that both of them say that our Mishnah is a Yochid. In the case of Rav Yehuda, the Yochid was Reb Yehuda the Tana. And according to Rav Nachman, the Yochid who says our Mishnah is talking about a Yochid, so it's a Das Yochid, that not of Reb Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda said, but Reb Meir. Now you're wondering, who is this Reb Meir and who are the Chachamim? We could have l'chayre said the Chacham is the second Brisa of yesterday, but we have in fact a Brisa with Reb Meir and the Rabbanon, so therefore we're going to allocate our Mishnah and the Bar Plukta, Reb Meir and Rabbanon from the following Brisa, the Sanya. And once again, this Brisa on the surface is very vague or ambiguous, and we're going to have to first explain the Brisa. The Sani, Hoiru v'yosu, the Bezdin paskind, and then they did. I don't know who they did. I know osu is a Lashon Rabim, but is the osu referring to the Bezdin? Is it referring to the Miat of Klal Yisrael? Is it referring to the Roiv of Klal Yisrael? Chveis noch nicht. All I do know is Rameya, Poit Rameya says you're potter, the Chachom and Mechaim Chachom say you're chayv. I also don't know what Poiter and Chayiv means. Does that mean that the Yochid is Potter, the Yochid is Chayiv? Or maybe it means that the Tzibur, or the Bezdin, is Potter or Chayiv. At the moment, it's totally up in the air. So man osu. So what did we mean when we said, Hoiru v'osu? Ilema Bezdin. So the Bezdin was the one, when we're talking about the Bezdin, typically we're referring to the Sanhedrin, which are the 71 Sekenim in Yerushalayim. Now, all these 71 said, Rabbi Isai, this form of chaylev is mutter. Afterwards they retracted, they realized they made a bubu. So are you telling me that they themselves that made this faulty hayra, they themselves also ate from the chaylev? That's what it sounds like. Hayru li'asim. Why would it say over here that the Rabbanan say that the chayv, what time we learned in the price? Yachul hayru bezin. The Asu Bezdin, Yachl Yuchayavin, I would think that you can go and bring now the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, because the Bezdin of 71 issued a faulty Psak. They, in fact, now followed up by implementing their own Psak by eating this bad Chaylev themselves. So I would say, they should be Chayev, a Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. Tamaloimer HaKohol the Asu, Maisa Toli Bekol Vayro Tluye BeBezdin. This Paralhamd of Shotzibar has to have two ingredients. Ingredient number one, that the Bezdin issued a faulty psak. That's the Lashon in Me'ene HaKol, the Nesol Shkoga. Me'ene HaKol, who are the Eini HaKol? That's the Sanhedrin. And who did the Shkoga? The Kol itself did the Shkoga. So you have to have the Maisa is the Kol, the Hira is the Bezdin. So why would it say that the Chachomim are Mechayf?
If they're part of the Kohal also, I mean, the Bezdin are also part of Klal.
And therefore,
if they're part of the Rove, if they're the tipping point in the
500,000... I'm glad that you raised that, because you'll see that another 5-6 lines, the Gemara is going to use that as a possible another explanation in this Brisa. But in the meantime, the Gemara is not going that route. In the meantime, we're talking about, at least in theory, that the only ones that followed the full Psak was they themselves. And perhaps they were trying to go and show Klal Yisrael, this is not just Dibur Ba'alma, we're actually going to go and showcase this Psak Halacha by, in front of Klal Yisrael, we're going to eat from this Chaylev to show you that it is Mutter, Mutter, Mutter. But unfortunately, afterwards they had to retract. They made a mistake. So, back again. So, what does it mean, Hoiru V'asu? Does it mean that they paskin and they ate, and therefore they have to bring a Korban Parahum of Shatibur? That's not true. Because we learn Maisa Toli Bekol Vayra Tuya Bebezin. Ela L'choyre Nupshat. Hoiru V'asa means Hoiru Bezin. V'asu Roiv Kohol. That the Bezin Paskin. And Roiv Kohol now followed suit. So what's the din now? We all know you have to bring a par. Elim Dov. Those are the classic reasons or causes when you would go and bring a par Elim Dov Shul Tzibur. That the Bezin issued a faulty Psak. Roiv Kohol followed suit. Shoy, Soy Bazoy, Frey Tim and my time that made the pointer. So why is there a machlokes? Remei and the Rabbanan should be agreeing fully. That is the situation of Parahem Doshot Sibur. That's the classic case. Ella laughs. I have a brand new pshat. Hoyru v'osu means hoyru bezin v'osu miut kohol. Ah, the bezin taka issued the 40 psak. But it wasn't roif. It was only the miut of Klal Yisrael. In other words, yechidim. Yechidim doesn't have to mean five yechidim. It could even be 500,000 yechidim. But the point is, it wasn't the roif. So what's the machlekes? Is potter. That's our Mishnah, where it said that the Bezin issued Bezin, Hoyru Bezin Lavar, and then one Yochid unfortunately erred, he's potter, and they should tell the Bezin. Dos is Rameir. That's why Rameir says potter. Very good, beautiful. Umar Sava Yochid Shasmei Ros Bezin is Chayiv. Oh, that's the Rabbanon. Oh, very good. So that's the Choyre. An ironclad raya to Rav Nachman or my Shmuel, that there's a machloek between Rameir and the Chachamim, and that our Mishnah is Das Yochid Rameir, while the Chachamim hold that in fact you would be chayav.
So where do we leave Rabbi Yehuda? How come he's out of the picture?
Where Rabbi Yehuda is sitting on an exalted throne up in the Bezin Shamala, and he's now deciding which chayav is kosher, which is not kosher. What the Gemara is telling us is that Shmuel gave a shir. After the shir, we have machlokes now between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. It's a very limited machlokes. Both of them are quoting in the name of the Holy Shmuel that our Mishnah that we learned yesterday, that Sparta, is a Das Yochid. The question is, which Yochid was it?
So we thought it was Rav Yehuda, now we don't.
It's not. Now we thought Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel, said, the Heilige Rebbe said that the Mishnah was a Das Yochid. Who was it? It was Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman says, my dear colleague, I agree with you, but it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda, it was Rameir.
No.
It's Machlokes.
Machlokes.
Between the Talmidim of Shmuel, Vos and Shmuel Gijot. But they both agree it's a Das Yochid, and that the Rabbanan disagree, and hold that in fact, you would be chayiv to go and bring a card.
Rabbi Yehuda did not disappear.
No, he did not disappear, he's still there. He is framed forever and ever in elevated, elated up in Shemai. Anyway, once again, just like yesterday, Rav Papa went and challenged Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Today, Rav Papa is challenging Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. And Omer Rav Papa, Nishkaraya. Because I can think of at least three different other interpretations of the Braisa, of this Hoyru. After all, this Hoyru V'asu. We had to go and say by process of elimination, we're not talking about that the Dezin was the Asu. We're not talking about that the Roiv was the Asu. It was the Miat that was the Asu, and that's the Machlokes. Says Rav Papa, I can tell you three other pshat. One pshat we already heard from our good friend Barry. Omer Rav Papa, the Kuli Alma, maybe everybody holds Yochid Shasver Roiz Bezin is Potter, like our Mishnah. It's not a Das Yochid. Everybody agrees. So what's the machloikis here, Rav Meir and Rav Papa? El Bezin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur Kamiflegi. Whether you can add the Bezin to the Roiv Tzibur, yes or no. What does that mean? Let's take an example. Let's assume arbitrarily there are 10 million Yidden available for our purposes. 10 million. If 4 million out of the 10 million follow the faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol, no Parahem Doshot Sibur. No Parahem. What happens if 6 million follow that faulty psak? Since you have Roiv, Avada, you have to bring the Parahem Doshot Sibur. No question. What happens if it's exactly 5 million? Five, of course, this is a EF Shalit Sam Tzayim, but at least theoretically, if you had exactly 5 million. Sorry?
Rabbi Yirmiyah question.
Rabbi Yirmiyah question. Very good. So if you had exactly 5 million, then presumably you would not bring the Parahem Doshot Sibur because you don't have the Roiv. But what happens if, in addition to the 5 million, you have the 71 members of Bezin also violated the Din of Chelev? In other words, they followed their own psak. So now we have 5,000,071 against 5 million, or against 4,990,000, etc. Can you add them to the call? So you would say, they're all Tzayidin, why can't you add them to the call? But since we had earlier, the Gemara said that when it comes to Hayro'a Tolui, the Sanhedrin, Maisa Tolui Bekol, so when it comes to Maisa for purposes of bringing a parahelm of Shotzibur, the Bezin, they're out of that. They're in the Hoyroa category. They're not in the Maisa category. So can you add them, yes or not, to establish a Roiv? Does it the machlekes? Yes, you
take them out of the 5 million instead of 5 million and 5 million is 4,999,000.
Exactly right. So the question is, do you add them to the five or do you subtract them? In other words, do you count them or don't you count them? So,
so it's considered to be a miut or not, right?
Exactly, a miut. You got it. The question is it a roiv or is it a miut? So says the Gemara. Maris of a bezem mashlo roiv tiba. That was the chachamim, and they say even though we only had 5 million, throw in another 71. Now we got 5,000,071. On the other side, we only have 4,999,929 because we're taking out 71. So the roiv. So therefore, you have to bring the parashat of tiba. Maris of a bezem mashlo roiv tiba. No, no, no. You don't count them for purpose of roiv tiba because Babi got the par helmed of shetiba. Maisa toli be kohol. And never the twain shall meet. That's pshat number one. V'yiboy yisem, I have another pshat. Hayru bezin v'yosu ruboy shel kohol. Roiv of Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, sinned based on this faulty psak. So you have to bring now apar helem dover shel tzibor. The question is, who brings that par helem dover shel tzibor? Man chachomim reb shimini. The matzibor maisi. Ubez and Maisi, both of them bring. Oh, so that's the machloikis. Back when he said, Hoyru v'osu, Remeir is poiter. Remeir is poiter that you don't have to bring a double par helem davushal tzibur. Only the bezdim brings it. Say the chacham, who is really Reb Shimon. Oh, no, chayev. What means chayev? Not only the bezdim, the tzibur also has to bring. He doesn't say how many. Presumably he holds like Rabbi Yehuda said at the top, Shiva Shvatim brings Shiva Parim. Lav Dafka could be that he holds only one par for the whole tzibur, but that's not today's Gemara Mitzvah. We're going to talk about that more in the future. But that's the potter and chayiv. The potter is, do you only bring one, or do you bring multiple because you're bringing for the tzibur as well?
Why is Yochid Rav Shimon attributed as the Chachon?
The point is, in that braisa, it says, Hoyru v'asu, Remeir poiter v'chom m'chayven. Now we're trying to figure out what is the case. According to this new teretz, we're talking about a situation where you have Bezin gave a faulty psak. Number two, you have a roiv of Klal Yisrael following that psak. What's the din? You have to bring a par helem davar shel tzibur. Now the question is, how many? Since Remeir says poter, he holds only one. Since the Chum say you're chayv, he holds more than one, at least two. Who do I find that holds that view? I never heard of something like that. That's Reb Shimon. That's why we're attributing this pshat. I know you're not happy with the pshat, and that's why we're going to have yet a third pshat.
The Chachamim are following Reb Shimon's.
Exactly.
He represents the Chachamim opinion. The Chachamim all agree.
The Chachamim adopted Reb Shimon.
And they identify with him. They identify with him. He's a flag bearer for the Chachamim.
Exactly. V'yiboy yisem, and I have yet another pshat. Shevet she'osu be'iruaz beizdinoi. Whoa, this is something brand new that we didn't have until now. Until now, we always thought that we're talking about Gantz Klal Yisrael, and who is there, Bezin HaGadol, that's the Sanhedrin. Now what the Gemara is telling us is, every Shevet has its own Bezin HaGadol, not of 71, but of 23. In fact, you remember Rashi in last week's parsha, Shoiftim t'shoitrim titel cho b'chol sherecho lishvotecho, said Rashi, every Shevet for Shevet has to have their own independent court system. And therefore, every Shevet had their own Bezin of 23. So what happens if Shevet, just to throw out an example, Shevet Don, their Bezin HaGadol said that this form of Chalev is Mutter, when it really was not Mutter, and Roiv of their Shevet, not the other Shvatim, just Don alone. Roiv of their Shevet went and followed that Psak and ate the faulty Chalev. So what's the din now? Oh, that's the machloikis here in this price. So the Hoyru also is not talking about Gantz Klal Yisrael, and the Hoyru is not talking about Sanhedrin, but we're talking about the Bezin HaGadol of a particular Shevet. Ah, v'yiboy yisem yishevet she'osa b'hoyru as beis dinoi, its own bezdin, u'man chacham Reb Yehudi. Who's this Reb Yehuda? The Sanya. Shevet she'osa b'hoyru as beis dinoi, oisei ha'shevet chayov. Oh, so in that case, the Shevet would bring the carbon of the par helem dover shel tzibur. Whether it means the Shevet or the bezin of the Shevet, the Gemara doesn't go into those details. But the point is, that could be the machlokes in that somewhat obscure, vague brice of the Hoyru V'asu. Hoyru V'asu, the whole Sheva done. Roiva the Sheva done. Followed the Hoyru'a of their own Besdin. The mayor said, that's a gunish. It's got to be Klal Yisrael, not an individual Besdin. And the Chachamim, who the Gemara is saying, could be Reb Yehuda. Yesterday, Reb Yehuda was the one that argued with the Chacham. Here, according to this pshat, the Chacham that is Reb Yehuda, not the Reb Yehuda of yesterday, the Reb Yehuda of today. What does this Reb Yehuda hold? The Shevet Shasvei Ruas Beis Dinoi. Oh, you say a Shevet Eschayim, and that's why they have to bring their own mini par Helen Davi Shul Tziva. Mini, in a sense, only for that Shevet and not for Christ. And I have a okay, if you say so. Right.
Rov Kohanim, I think it was Rov Kohanim, not Shvatim.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Because the Nasi dies, everyone comes Tamei at the funeral. I think we're talking about Rov Kohanim, not the...
Could be, good. Leave by Yisema. We have, Baruch Hashem, yet another pshat in this price. And this will remind us, lehavdil, of the electoral college here in America, where you have the popular vote and you have the electoral college vote. What am I mean? Boy is saying going shechotu shisha v'hein rubai shel kohol, or yeshiva avu b'she'enan rubai shel kohol. Ah, what happens if you have the attack of 10 million Jews? You have 12 shvatim. We'll make it easy. You have 12 million Jews and 12 shvatim, but they're not evenly allocated 1 million per shevet. One shevet has 80,000, the other shevet has, one shevet has 1.2 million, and the other shevet has only 800,000. So now what do you do under these circumstances? So what happens if you have roiv of kohol, but it's not roiv of the shvatim? In other words, you have some of the larger shvatim.
The popular vote. New York and California ate the chalif, but the heartland were farmers.
The Hawaii people in Alaska did not. Okay, so shechotu rishisha vein rubi shokol. You have only six shvatim. You don't have a majority. But it's roiv of the kol in terms of the general population.
The popular vote.
Or forget, you can have shiva, seven of the shvatim erd, avabish and a rubi shokol, but these are the smaller guys. Oh, so what's the din now? Masis mani Reb Shimon Alozi, the sign Reb Shimon Alozi, oy mishmoy, name of Reb Shimon, that chotu shisha vein rubi shokol, oy shiva avabish and a rubi shokol, chayovin. Oh, so that is the chachomim in the braisa, both ways, exactly. So we get back to the Hoyru V'Asu. The Chacham are the ones like this, Reb Shimon Alozi, B'Shem Reb Shimon, etc. Roiv, either Roiv is sufficient, but Rameh disagrees. No. You got to have a double Roiv. It's got to be Roiv of the Shvatim and Roiv of the populace generally. So because, says Rav Papa, I have at least four different other ways to learn the Braisa, what you said of Nachman Nimishmol is not Mukhrach. It doesn't have... Maybe what you said is great, but there is no raya muchachas, concrete raya from this price. And with this, we have concluded the machlokis between Rav Yehuda Mishmol and Rav Nachman Mishmol as to whether or not what we said in our Mishnah yesterday, Yochid is Potter, is this a machlokis, or does everybody agree? Om Ravasi, Ubahiro, Heilach Acher, Roiv Yoishvei Eretz Yisrael. We keep on talking about Roiv of Klal Yisrael. Do we include Yidden that live here in New York? And Yidden that live in Los Angeles, or do we only talk about Yidden who live in Eretz Yisrael? Says Ravasi, when it comes to, when he says Bahira, it means in this halacha, par helm dav shal tzibur, it's roiv of Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? Shenema. Vayashlim ba'isahi asachak. This is talking about when Shlomo Melech dedicated the Beis Hamikdash, and they made Hagan Tziyon Tiv. How long was this Yom Tov? As you'll see, 14 days. Yisrael, he might call God.
Skip over Yom Kippur.
That's right. Right. That's another Gemara that there was a mistake over there. I got some ice. Yeah, 100% right. Yeah, Ariel, you're on the ball.
Did they bring up Baruch Hashem? Because they skipped
a very good question. Exactly. V'chol Yisrael imoy and call Yisrael imoy. Call God oil. Melevoy Hamas ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Lefnei Hashem. Kenu Shivas Yom v'Shivas Yom Abo Asiyim. 14 days. Freit the Gemara yet. It says that Shlomo Melech made this chag, the Chol Yisrael Imoy. Wouldn't it have been enough just to put the period over there, the Chol Yisrael Imoy, for Shivas Yom and Shivas Yom? Why did he have to say, Kol Godol Melevoy Chamos V'Anach Al Mitzrayim, Lomali, Shmamina, the definition of the Chol Yisrael Imoy, Kol Godol, who is that? that's Levoy Hamas and Nachum Mitzrayim. Those are the residents in Eretz Yisrael. Hani Hudi Krikol, that's the definition of the Chol Yisrael Imoy. Kal Godo, those that live in Levoy Hamas and Nachum Mitzrayim. Abu Hanach, those that live in Bovel, in Iraq, in Iran, or in New York, or in London. Lo Yikri Kol, they're not considered to be called.
No mail-in votes, no absentee voting.
Okay, on to Nushtikon. Pshita. Merubin v'nismatu haino plutar b'shimim v'rabbona. What v'nisrabu mahai? What is this all about? Okay, so now you have the zman when the oilam sinned, the zman hachet, and then you have the zman when the people are the people or the bezin is bringing that korban the par helim dober shel tzibur. So says Igmar, merubin v'nismatu. What happens if at the time of the chet, again, 10 million people. 6 million people, unfortunately, well, let's not make 6 million. 5 million people and 50, whatever. More than not, we have Roiv of Klal Yisrael that unfortunately sinned. And so therefore, the Tzibor, the Bezdin, the Shvatim, they have to go and bring their Kabbanis, now the Parhamd of Shul Tzibor, the Nismatu. And what happened was, by the time they got their act together to go and bring the Karbin, unfortunately, some of those people that had sinned had already Nebuch passed away. That being the case, now when we do a quick new statistic, a new poll, we decide, we find, that in fact it's no longer 51% that violated, remaining alive are only 49%. So does the Bezin still have to go and bring a carbon or not? Says the Gemara, that's a double poshet, hainu plukta der b'shim rabban. That in fact, almost the case of Reb Shimon. What's the case of Reb Shimon rabban? So Rashi brings, we haven't really discussed it yet in our Masechta, but back in Parshas V'yikra, it says that when a private individual, not a tzibur, a private individual brings a korban for a chet that he did b'shogeg, what behemah does he bring? A kizba or a se'ira. What happens if the person is not just a regular guy, but he happens to be a kohen gadol? What does a kohen gadol bring?
Par.
A par, just like the tzibur. Kohen gadol brings a par. What happens if he's not a kohen gadol, but he's the nasi? Sorry. Nasi meaning that he's the melech. What does he have to bring? He brings a korban sa'ir, not a kizba sa'ira, par or a sa'ir. Okay, so what happens with an individual who initially, when he did the chet b'shogeg, nothing related to bezin, a person thought that this was Shuman, it turned out that it was Chalev, he was Oiver, you go to the Rov, the Rov said, you have to bring Kizur Seira. By the time he got his act together, he was elevated in status. He became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. No longer Kizur Seira, now he happens to be a person that would typically bring a Sawyer. Or he was a Kohen and he was exalted and elevated to the position of Kohen Gadol. They have to bring a pot. So what do you do? Machloikas Reb Shimon v'Rabban. What do they hold? So Rashi brings that the Rabbanan hold, you look at the Zman Chet. When he did the Aveira, he was just a commoner. Even though now he's been exalted and elevated, he brings his Kizbo or Seir. Reb Shimon says, I agree, you look at the Zman Chet, but you have to add to that the Zman Yediyah. What means the Zman Yediyah? When did he realize that he was over this Chet? Did he realize it when he was still a regular commoner, or only subsequently after he had been elevated in status? Says Reb Shimon, the only time he brings a kizbo seira if you have both ingredients. What are the both ingredients? That during the chet he was a regular guy, and when he found out about it, he was a regular guy. Oh, then he has to bring kizbo seira, even though he's been elevated in tzvishin in between. Hazei zok Reb Shimon. What happens if you only one of the two ingredients? He doesn't bring any carbon whatsoever. He doesn't bring a kizba seira because he's no longer a commoner. And if he only got the idea later on, he does not bring the par or the sar. As I held Reb Shimon, we'll talk more about Reb Shimon in the future. But that's what Reb Shimon's view is. So therefore, you have now a difference between initially the person was chayiv kizba seira, say the Rabbanan, oh, that's his manchet, you bring a kizba seira. Similar over here too. Merubim, at the time of the chet, you had the roiv. See, who cares about what happened subsequently? Just like this individual would bring a kizba seira, even though he's been elevated. Here, since originally he was mechuyev, Klal Yisrael was mechuyev to bring the par helm davar tzibur, even though there's been a change of circumstances, you still bring your par helm davar tzibur according to the Rabban. On the other hand, says Rashi, when it comes to Reb Shimon, if the Roiv sinned, then Mismatu, and then unfortunately the numbers dwindled. And what happens now? Only now do we find out that they had erred. When was the now? Only after they were ready Mismatu. Since Reb Shimon holds that you only bring your carbon, Kizu Seira, if you have both ingredients, that the person was originally a commoner, and he knew about it Bishas HaChetu, not Bishas HaChet Mamish, but before he was elevated in status, then you go and bring the Kizu Seira. He says, Reb Shimon, the same thing over here. If when they were Merubin, they found out, oy, we did a terrible chait, then you're mechuyev to bring your pound of shaltiba. However, if they only found out about it subsequently after it was already nismatu, you don't bring a cart. So it says Gemara, pshita, that's the same machlokes. However, what happens if it's the other way around? Mu'otin v'nisrabu mai. Originally, who did the chat? They were still only 4,990,000. It was not the roif. But by the time they figured it all out and they're ready to go and bring the carbon, v'nisrabu, they now turn out to be the roif, because some on the other side of the equation unfortunately passed away. So although initially Bishas HaChet was only 49%, but now there's 51%. My, what would be the halacha now? Mipli Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon. Do you have the same machloikis of Reb Shimon Rabban? So now you're wondering to yourself, yeah, just look at this man chait. I mean, I don't understand why in the Merub Minismatu we say it's the same machloikis. Why don't you say that in the case of Mu'atim Minisrabu it's the same machloikis? Says Rashi, there's a fundamental difference. Because in the case of Merubim Venismatu, when they did the chait, they were mechuyev to go and bring the carbon. That's just like the case of, you have the commoner who did the chait, he was mechuyev to bring a kizba or seira. So therefore, just like over there, kizba seira shas chait, the question is, has there been a change of circumstance subsequently? How does that affect it? Guess what? Say the Rabbanan, since at the time of chait, you were chayev, you're chayev. However, in our case, since it was a miut v'nisrabu, even though later on more people have been added to Klal Yisrael, but at the time...
Or more people were lost, actually.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Thank you. That more people are lost, unfortunately, on the other side, and therefore, what happens now that the miut now becomes elevated to a roiv, but at the time of the chait, you didn't have a roiv. So there was no chiv whatsoever. In the case of the commoner, you had a chiv both on both sides, both at the time of when he did the chait, as well as the time when he's bringing the carbon. In this case, normally kizbus ira, and normally a kohen gadol or a melech would go and bring their respective. But in all cases, they're chayiv. Only question, which one? Here, they're not chayiv, because when they did the chayt, it was only a miut and not a roiv. So what would you hold in this situation? Deeply, Reb Shimon Rabban. Talk to you about Reb Shimon, the Azli Bas Yediya, mechayiv, Rabbanim, the Azli Basar, chatos, patri, oiloi. Would you say that according to Reb Shimon, you go Basar Yediya? Because that's what Reb Shimon said. When did you find out? And when did you find out over here? You found out after they were ready, Nisrabu. Then unfortunately some of the others passed away, and now you have your right. So now that you found out about it, now you're chayv to bring a carbon. Rabbanim di azli butter chatos. Chatos means butter the shas achet. At that time there was mu'atin, patri. Oiloi, or maybe not. So that's the shayv that the Gemara is asking. My. So Gemara betizbara, I don't really understand your shayv. Because Eimed Hashem is later Reb Shimon. When did Reb Shimon say the Ozel Bas Yediya? It wasn't that you only go Bas Yediya. The Ozel Af Basar Yediya. It has to be both. Heichi Dehavi Yediya V'chato V'chiyov. Yediya D'lei Chato Misham Islay. In other words, going back again to the case of the commoner who afterwards was promoted and elevated. When does Reb Shimon hold that you bring a carbon kizba seira if you have both? Number one, b'shas achet, he was a commoner, kizba seira. And number two, he found out that he did an aveira b'shogi when he was still a commoner. But you have to have both. If he only found out subsequent, when he became the melech or the kohen gadol, then subsequently he heard, I did a chet a day ago, a week ago, a year ago, when I was still a commoner, says Reb Shimon, then you don't bring a carbon. Because it has to be both a chet and yediyah. But it's chet together with yediyah, but it's not yediyah alone. Says he, when I'll bring you a raya, Because if you're going to tell me, Yedia delechata mishamasle, dim kem laisi kihashta. Why does Reb Shimon say? Then the case of the commoner, who at the time of the chait was just a commoner. And later on he became a melech or kohen gadol. And then he found out then that he had done a chait earlier on. Then you don't bring a carbon. Why don't you bring a carbon? So don't bring the chait carbon, bring the carbon al zman yediyah, which means now bring your par, or now bring your sawyer. Why do you say you don't bring anything? Reb Shimon chatov yediyah, but you need to have both. And since the way you posited your question over here was that you started off with a miut v'nisrabu, and they only found out after the zman nisrabu, so you only had a yediyah alone. So even Reb Shimon would agree to the Rabbanan, you don't bring a korban because b'shman chait, you didn't have the right. New sticker. This is a little bit easier.
Quick question.
If you don't mind leaving till later, because we're already 45 minutes. Iboilahu. Hayru bezin chaylev mutter. Viasu miyotako. Bezin paskin. This chaylev is mutter. Like we had before. Miyotako. So far, no par helm davishal tzima. And guess what? After the bezin retracted and said, no, it's asur, a week later, a month later, they said, you know, we did further investigation, and they said that it is kosher after all. So the same bezin, paskin twice, originally that it's mutter, then they retracted, they said it's aser. Subsequently, the same bezin again said it's mutter, and they retracted and they said it's aser. How likely is this that it would have occurred? Probably never happened in history, but it could theoretically occur. And each time you had a miut that followed the faulty psak. The question is, do you add the two miuts together to establish a roif? The Gemara doesn't address it. Presumably we're talking about different individuals. Otherwise you'd be counting the same person twice. So says the Gemara, and they were had charat. And then once again, that it's mutter. We also miut acher. Really like two hayrois. These are two separate hayrois. Yes. The two are not mitzdarif. After all, the first time was chaylev, the second time was chaylev, the same shtickle chaylev, it is your mitzdarif. It's mitzdarif. Miut b'chaylev mitzdarif. These miutim. What happens if you miut b'chaylev shel gabi akevo, miut b'chaylev shel gabi hadakin mahu? In other words, the same bezin paskin twice. First, they spoke about the chaylev shel gabi akeva. Keva, as you know, is one of the four stomachs of an animal. What's the din? They said that chaylev is mutter, and afterwards they withdrew. And subsequently, they paskin about chaylev shel gabi adakin on top of the intestines. They said that this is kosher, and again they withdrew. And you had a miut and a miut. Now, do you are mitzdarif the two miuts? Hacha kiven, hacha vada kimde to betray kroi kaasi loy mitzdarif. The two isurim of the two chaylevs are two different psukim. It's really the same pasuk, but the pasuk refers to when you talk about the aymerin that you put on the mizbeach. You said a chaylev hamachasas a kerev, the eis kol a chaylev asher al a kerev. What's the difference between the chaylev hamachasas a kerev, the eis kol a chaylev asher al a kerev? The chaylev hamachasas a kerev, that's the one that's on the keva, and the other chaylev is shel gabi adakin, other parts of the intestines and the insides. Ah, so since they're two separate isurim, they're not mitzarif. After all, this is chaylev. That it is mitzarif, and you do bring the carbon. What happens? Miut bechaylev umiut bedamal. First, this bezin made a mistake when it comes to chaylev. Miut akol followed it, and then subsequently they had another psak legabi a case of dam. And this was a real dumb psak, because they can paskin that it's mutter, and it turns out that it's aser. And again, you had miut and miut. Hachavadi trei surin, you know, and the kimin de eni surin shavit, tzvei bazundri surim, loy mitzdarif. This kimin de eni surin shavit, l'choira is just repetitive. You're saying trei surin, you know, the kimin de eni surin shavit, loy mitzdarif. Rashi, in fact, has a different shot in the kimin de eni surin shavit, and he says that the two isurim are different in character as well. What is the difference in character? He says when it comes to dam, All dam is osir. No exceptions to the rule.
But
when we're talking about chayla, there's a difference between not by the chayla. Oh, since the different character, then loy mitzdarif. Oy dilma kivon the carbon and shove mitzdarif. The bottom line is the carbon is the same. Kizvasira, or if the kans klai Yisrael, parlev shel tzibur. No difference in carbon. So maybe it's mitzdarif after all. The bezin first paskin the gabi a certain type of chelov that it's mutter, and then miut the kol followed it, and then they said a certain type of avoidus kechovim is mutter, and the kol followed it. Mal, what do you say now? Hachavad ain isurin shav, the ain karbanon shav. What do you mean ain karbanon shav? Because meitchem you get to parsha shlach. All the regular kabbonis that we've been talking about until now, kizvasira, soir, par, pantur, tzibur, etc., it's all in Parshas Vayikra. In Parshas Shlach, they talk about what happens if Gans Klai Yisrael unfortunately followed a faulty psak of the Bez Nagodol, and what do? They have to go and bring then. Then they have to bring seira, avoid zchav, it's a par, mitzah, soir together, if it's avoid zar. Not chelub, not shabbat. But avoid zara, then you have the kohol has to be a par mitzvah. What happens if an individual followed or did a faulty thing by avoid zara? Doesn't have to follow the bezin. Just a regular individual. Unfortunately, he messed up. He thought that this is not an avoid zara, and he did an avoid zara. He doesn't go and bring a kizbor seira. He only has one choice: only a seira. Ah, so any sort of in kabbalan shav. And therefore he can't be mitzarif. I don't give the idi karisu. After all, the chatas is a derivative of the mezid of the karis, and both the isser of chaylev and the isser of dam and the isser of avodah zara. All of these karis. So therefore, it is mitzarif after all. Teiko tish biyatart. Similarly, ibalo ibaylo. How you bezin shechaylev mutter v'asim mirakol umeis oisay bezin. Unfortunately, all 71, there was a terrible, terrible catastrophe, and the whole Ishka Sagazis, all the 71 never passed away. And now there's a brand new Bezdin in Klai Yisrael. And they also paskin Lagabe, this Chaylev, that it is Mutter. So now I have, and again, Miut HaKol followed them. So what's the din now? Before we talk about whether the two Miut are Mitzdarev, where you had the Chaylev, the Bezdin paskin twice. He was talking about two different bote dinim. Because v'ha'ir v'asim yis acher. I'll leave it among the bezdin ma'isi v'iti v'yolach. Then there's really no shaila. If the one that brings the carbon is the bezdin itself, the lesson of the first bezdin shouldn't do it. They're ready in the oilam ha'emes. Eliki di v'yolach, I'll leave it among the yomer tzibur ma'isi. We had that before, like Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. What's the din? Tzibur ma'isi, my tzibur ha'koi. The same tzibur is still around. Tzibur ain't a mess, says the Gemara. Oy dilma yidia dahu bezdin dahoiru beinan. It has to be the same hoira of the same bezdin, not two separate bati dinim. Same bezdin. You have two bati dinim. Teiku tishbi yitar. Next tick. Amr of Yoinison. There's another gisser of Yoichanan. Meya shiyoshvu lahoirais. Ein chayoven ad shiyoiru kula. What of Yoinison says is, what happens if you had a bezdin of 100? Now I know you're all thinking to yourselves, ain't bezdin shakol, and the maximum could be only 71. Rabbi Yonasan is not necessarily saying that we actually had 100. What he's trying to stress is that it has to be a unanimous decision for purposes of yapar helim davar shel tzibur. But there are achronim that try to figure out how you could have a case of meya. But even if you had 100 dianim, Shiyosh v'lohayrus, and the old paskin lagabe the same chaylev, that this particular chaylev is mutter, ein chayom at shiyaru kulan, it's got to be unanimous, all 100. How do I know? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. What do we mean by the kol adas Yisrael? At shiyishgu kulan. What's that? Shiyishgu kulan, at shetifshir hayroa, b'chol adas Yisrael, that the whole Sanhedrin, bakol, mikol, kol, all 100, the yanim all said that this chaylev is mutter. Aha. Omer Avuna Breder Vishaya. Hachanam Mistav, I'll bring you a riot to what Rabbi Yonason just said. Normally, whenever you have a requirement of koi, we say Ruba Kikulai. But here the Pasuk says, Kol Ho'eda. Doesn't say Kol Ho'eda, really says in Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, but that's the same thing. So, Kol Adas Yisrael, this is Kol Adas Yisrael. And this Eda, we're not talking about the people that were over, we're talking about the Einei Ho'eda. The Zikne Oedah means the Sanhedrin, and they're Hoyo Vakach, since it says, Kol Adas Yisrael. Hafilu hein may, even 100, just like Rabbi Yonasan said.
We had the case where he had one of the days knew that he was.
Freight of brother Shai, the Gemara's Kasha. Tanan, let's go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said in the Sefer, Hoyru Bezin, we are the Echad Mehen. Echad Mehen means one of the Chavri Habeth. She told that they made a mistake. Why is he chayiv? He knew that the bezin issued a faulty psak, so it was al das atzvein. That's why he's chayiv. Like the sefer that we had in yesterday's Mishnah. Now the Gemara is medayik. What brother Shai was so medayik so beautifully a moment ago. Hi, who the chayiv? From the Mashmois, the Lashon of the Mishnah is that individual, that other Dayan, the dissenting opinion, if he nevertheless follows their opinion and not his own, and he violates and he eats that chaylim, he's chay. Ha'acher, but anybody else would be potter. V'amai, freitimu, why is he potter? V'amai, holei nigmar ha'ira. Didn't you say, Rabbi Yonasan, that it has to be unanimous? All 100 Dayanim. Only then do we go and say that we transfer the carbon chiyuv to the bezdin or to the tzibur, but not to the yachid. But otherwise, if you don't have all 100, you only have 99, then the yachid is chayiv. But you're saying it's only that dayan is chayiv. Or after anybody else would be potter. Why would he be potter? He didn't have the full 100. Didn't you say kontribuyonis and it only considered hayra if it's unanimous? Going to hirchen shehirchen hahu echan mehen beroyshoy. In other words, if he would have spoken up and said, "My dear colleagues, I respectfully disagree with you," then according to Rabbi Yonasan, there would not be a parhelim tovish tzibur because you don't have a unanimous vote. But over here, this 100th dayan saw that the wave of all the other 99, their approach was different than his. He didn't want to go and make a big fuss, protest, with demonstrations. So you know what he did when they came to him? Nu vos halti, Rabbi Smith. He just nodded with his head as if he is consenting. I said, okay, that must be a yes vote. And therefore they had all 100. But Einachanami, if he would have spoken up and he would have said, no, 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 then this would not be an official psak for purposes of Parham Dov Shul Tzibur, according to Reb Yonis.
So in that case, with the individual who acted on this mixed minority-majority decision, he would be chayiv individually for his kares because you don't have the parum dover to tzibur to mechaper him?
No, the one is not totally on the other. Because look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about, putting aside this gemara, you have that the bezin issued a faulty psak,
right,
and the yochid followed that psak. We know clearly that if Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed the psak, would they have to bring their own carbon?
No.
Good.
No, that's,
but right. But the bezin or the shvatim would have to bring. Now, what did our Mishnah talk about? Again, the same bezin issued a full deep sack, and only Yechidim followed it. What does it say in our Mishnah? Would the parlam of Tzibur, would the Tzibur have to bring a carbon? No, because only Yechidim followed it. What about the Yechidim themselves? Do they have to bring a carbon? Well, look at our Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. So you see, the two are not necessarily dependent on each other. Mm-hmm. You can have a situation where they're both potter. The bezin is potter because there wasn't a roif tzibur, and the yochid is potter because it says, "I'm telling the bezin." Exactly. Does everybody agree with that? Says the Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, it's only Rabbi Yudah. Says Rabbi Nachman Mishmuel, it's only Rabbi
Meir. That's
what's confusing. That's why the whole thing is confusing.
Hirchen, how would you translate
Hirchen? Hirchen means to nod. He nodded his head. You're very welcome. And Hirchen Meir and Raisha, and therefore, that's why it's deemed to be a full 100 unanimous, because he didn't say otherwise. He just nodded with his head. Okay. Toshima, let's try to bring another Raya against Rabbi Yonasan. Like our case. And he said them, Toyimatem, Chevra, you're making a mistake. Then they do not have to bring. Oh, so that's a good riot to Rabbi Yonasan. However, then they're pturim, because he took a stand. Hashosik Mishnah, what happens if he was quiet? He didn't say anything. Chayovin, then they would be chayiv to go and bring the parlet helmet of Tzibur if Roiv Tzibur followed their faulty psak. The gomel ha'ira, and the ha'ira is now complete. In other words, considered to be a fully baked ha'ira. V'amai, v'ha'le ha'iru kulan. After all, this person was quiet, so you didn't have the unanimous vote of all 100 dayanim, because this person didn't say anything. Same fact pattern as our Mishnah. Also that dissenting Dayan, he could have spoken up and said, but he didn't. But rather, what did he do? He was quiet and he nodded his head. That nodding of the head sounds like he is in agreement. And therefore, we have the full 100 according to Rabbi.
It doesn't make sense because Sanhedrin we had that you have to go and pull the judges from the youngest to most junior forward.
Yeah, yeah.
And this nodding of the head seems like... He
was number 5 on the list. He wasn't number 1.
Even if he didn't, if he kept quiet, then it's unanimous.
But what you're saying is beautiful, but look what the Braisa says. That if he says, Toyim atem p'turim, then you're potter. Hashosing mishtik, chayovin, like you say, because shtik koida. Freit imora. But didn't we say that you have to count out all of them and find out that they're all in agreement? And this shosing mishtik by his silence, doesn't that sound like we only have 99 that voted and the other one abstained, so to speak? Says Imar, he didn't abstain. He nodded.
They have to emit an opinion.
Exactly, you have to.
He was so tired of the discussion. So
that's why he was nodding off. Yeah, very good. Beautiful. It's such a tired of art. This tired of art. Ah, kibaldik. Ma'asib Rami Sharshim. Samchu Rabbi Seinu al-Dib Rabbi Shimon Gamliel va'al-Dib Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Tzadik shayu oimrim. They followed the advice of Shimon. We had this not too long ago. Shayu oimrim. We had this back in Avodah Zarah when we talked about the Gabe, the Pas, and the Gabe, the Shemen, not the Pas, the Gabe, the Shemen. Shemen, originally they were Goyzer on the Shemen Shel Akum, and then they withdrew that because they didn't anymore ask, how can you do that? Exactly, has been God of the Minyan. Exactly. So said the Gemara that relied on Mishim Gamliel and Elizabeth Tzadi, Sheyayimim, Ein Goyzer Gerot Zelim, Kein Reif Tzibi Yecholim Lamidba. In that case of the Shemen, it was not accepted by the Reif Tzibi, and that's why they were able to withdraw it. The Omer of Adabar Hava, Mikra, what's the Rai from the Pasik? But Ma'era Atem Ne'orim. Parshim Pshat Ma'era is from Loshon Orer, that Chas Sholem, you're cursed. However, what we're referring to is really about Gzeira, because every time they would make Gzeira, they would go and make it Ba'ola U Bishvua, and Ola means a form of curse, right? There's two Pshatim in the ending one. Anyway, so the point is, Ma'era Atem Ne'orim, there was a Gzeira that was propounded, that was pronounced by the, declared by the rabbis. Ba'oisi Atem Koivim, Hagoi Kuloi. However, you're not listening to that Gzeira. The Goy Kuloi is ignoring it. Yet, when we had Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, they said, Ein Goy Zengzeh Tzim came, Roy Vatzibi Yechoyin Lamedba. They didn't say, Kol Atzibi Yechoyin Lamedba, but the Mekoyer for this whole halacha is based on Hagoy Kuloi. So you see that even though the Torah uses the term Kuloi, we still interpret it to mean Ruboi Kikulai. So that being the case, what was Rabbi Yonison's Raya? Because it says Kol Adas Yisrael. Even though it says Kol, it could also mean Ruboi Kikulai. Says Yomara, you're right. So you have the Rabbi Yonison to you have the Taka. This Raya, this Halach of Rabbi Yonison is Ogifreit. Ogifreit means it is deflected, it is deferred. We do not follow Rabbi Yonison, therefore you do not need all 100 Dayanim. Rubai Kekulai would be sufficient, and now you don't have to answer with the Hirchen Roishai. It's enough that you have the Roiv of the Bez and the Paskin that this particular Isser was mutter.
There has to be some dissent, otherwise how would they ever reverse it? I mean, there has to be some. What's the process that the Bez and later on says, oh, we made a mistake? Where did this reversal start if it's not in a dissent?
All these 100 Rabbanim lived and Paskin in the Lishkas Hagozes in Yerushalayim, and then when they heard this faulty psak, a rabbi from Bnei Brak sent them a telegram and said, unfortunately you forgot the Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, third Chalik and Eva Ezer, or he respectfully disagrees, or Chuvas Chum Soifer, or Yabia Oimer, or Igris Moshe, or whatever. And then they look at you, oh boy, should that rabbi in Bnei Brak, we should have moved to Yerushalayim and join our best.
Right.
Oh, so somebody else outside of the Sanhedrin brought it to their...
Dissent doesn't have to be internal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Came with the Pesach, Ezra,
Hillel
Hazaken.
Very good. So, Frank, it's Gemara. Fine. We just said that Kol Hadas can even mean Roif. Ve'elamai Kol Hadas Tikam Rechman. Why did the Torah use the term Kol? If we mean even Ruba Kekuli is sufficient, not like Rabbi Yonason. The Pasuk is telling you, Iika Kulam Havi Heira. What they're telling us is that this faulty psak that could trigger the bringing of the parahum davshul tzibur has to be that all 71 members of the Sanhedrin were present. What happens if three of them were on vacation together with Mendi in Luxor, or they were at a chasen, or whatever, they could not attend. So even though you had the unanimous psak of 68 out of the 71, it was Heisish Kaira. The koladas means that all the chavriya bezin had to be present. They don't have to necessarily all agree. We don't learn like Rabbi Yonasan. You could have 68 against 3. You could have 50 against 21. That's perfect. That's not a problem. But you have to have all 71 empaneled deciding this particular case. Good. Nu shtikl. Om Rabbi Yeshua. This Gemara we already had in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yud, this is really more of the shtikl agarata, if you will, not related to what we were discussing. You're shtikl related. Yud sheyoishvin bedin. What happens if you have 10 dayanim? Normally, of course, you wouldn't have 10 bezin shokel. Right. Again, he's just throwing out a number. 10 yoishvin bedin, and they decided incorrectly. And as a result, the person, chas v'shalom, got executed, or chas v'shalom, some other terrible punishment. He got malchus, whatever. What's the din? Afterwards, they realize, boy, we made a bad boo-boo. Then the achrayis for this bad psak is on all 10 of them. After all, they all issued the psak. Also is partially guilty, and he also shares in that achrayis. In other words, as we've had in the past, especially in Sanhedrin, besides the bezin themselves, they usually had talmidim sitting around for Shimush to learn.
Ben Zakkai was elevated from that group.
Very good, beautiful. So says the Gemara. So you have Talmidim. So those Talmidim, if they know that the Bezin is erring, they should speak up and say, Rabbi Yisai, we know that you're the Dayanim, we're only Talmidim, but please, do you remember what it says in the Shach, in the Taz, in the Piskei Tshuva, did you look at this Tshuva, etc.? And if they don't speak up, then they're also Koiler Toli on their Tzavar as well.
We're talking about which
10
are we talking
about? Could be a pay. We have 10, of course, 10 for a pay.
A
shekel, but you have 10 for a pay.
I mentioned that it's probably Lav Davka. No, he's just throwing out a number. Okay, so let's. 23, exactly. Okay, so let's talk about that it was.
Appraisal. You have 10 people doing appraisal on a piece of property, right? Or something.
Okay, so you're saying the carla that they have to pay up?
They're all chayiv to pay your.
Fine, good. It could also be a case of malchus.
Mamonos.
Yeah, okay, good. Mamonos, whatever the situation is. The point is that everybody gets hit because of the fact that they all participate.
All on the hook.
All on the hook. And similarly, the Gemara says, "If you have enough of the Beidina, whenever he would go to Bezin Maisi Asara Tanoi, the Bei Rav the Kameh, he would always go into the Bismanish of Rav and say, Chavra, today is a Din Torah. I'd like 10 of you to go and join me for the Din Torah. Why? Not only so that they have a little excitement in their lives. Yechadinimten Shiva Mikshoira. A Kshoira is a large beam. A Shiva means a small splinter. But he says that if I goof, I Rav Huna, I want that I and all of them should all get a shtickle splinter from this large beam. In other words, it's an expression. We're going to share the achrais. And similarly, Ravashki Yama Maisi Trefta Lekameh. What happens if a poor lady comes and says, I have here an oif, or I have here a behema. I'm not sure, is it treifa or not treifa? When he had such a shaila, I can't decide. This is such a difficult shaila. Maizi asara tafchi mi mosu mechasi. He would bring 10 expert shochtim from mosu mechasi to decide. Umoyis of kamein, they would sit all together as one. Omar, in case I make a boo-boo. Kiechden tayin shiva mikshoya. I should only have a splinter of this large beam of potential achrayas. All the other 10 will share it together with me. On to the next mission. Look at the Mishnah. Hoyru bezim yodah shetol. V'chazu behen. They decided a week later, a month later, we made a boo-boo, and they had charot. Bein sheviu kaparoset, bein shelo yeviu kaparoset. They already brought their parim helv shetimot, or they didn't bring it yet. V'holach, and there was one individual in Klal Yisrael that heard of the original heter, but didn't hear of the retraction. And therefore, he went based on the original heter. What's the din now? Do you say, well, since he was part of the roiv of Klal Yisrael, because they either have brought or are going to bring the parat hamshul tzibur, so he's part like everybody else? Or do you say, no, I can't be mitzarif him to the others, because the bezin already retracted. And he should have, could have, would have, heard the retraction, just like you heard the original heter. He could have heard about the retraction. Unfortunately, he didn't. What's the din? Does he bring his own carbon? Yes or no? Reb Shimon, Poit Reb Shimon says, butter. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. Reb Loza Oimer, Sofik. Reb Loza says, I'm not sure. Now, what type of unsurety? Ezeu Sofik. Give me an example. What's the Sofik? What's the situation? And now the Mishnah is going to make distinctions between the individual who only heard about the original heter and didn't hear about the subsequent retraction. Yoshev Leibetzai Beisai, he was at home. In other words, he was local. And he only heard of the original, but he didn't hear of the retraction. Chayiv. He would have to go and bring a carton. But Halach Lemedina Sayyam, however, if he traveled now from America to London on a boat for 2 weeks or whatever it is, or Medina Sayyam from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlah, etc., then the Halach would be that he's potter. What's the reason why? Omer Bekiva. Moidani Bazeh, I like this psak about the Medina Sayyam guy, that this Medina Sayyam is potter. Why? Shukarav Luptur Menachayva. It's much more, if I have, it's a Sofik tak, eh? But I machria, it's more logical to say that he's potter than to say that he's chayv. So Amalei Ben Azli, so Ben Azli said, why is there a distinction between Yoshua Beisai that you apparently agree he's chayv? And you're saying, but if we went to Medina Siyam, he's potter. I'll tell you why. After all, this whole idea that what everybody thought was chaylev, now the Bezna HaGadol says, no, it's only Shuman, or it's permissible chaylev. He could have gone into Miss Medish and said, I heard this already 2 or 3 weeks ago. Has anything changed? Has there been any dissent? Did you see any letters to the editor? Did anybody make protests? He had the opportunity to go to shul, to go to Miss Medish, to go to work, and ask other people. Zev, however, this person who went on the boat, these were days before telephones and emails and faxes and all the rest. How was he supposed to hear it? The Bezin may have had major, major changes over the last 2 weeks, but he didn't. He was on the boat. Somebody else who was Bebeisoy, he missed the boat. So he could have heard that the person who was on the boat, he's just free sailing on the Hudson or on the Atlantic Ocean or Mediterranean Sea, wherever he's traveling. He didn't know anything. We can't blame him. That's why Rabbi Kiva said, I prefer to go and say, this is Karl Leptur, min ha chayv. Now, new shtickle. Hoyru ben laka is called ha guf. If they wanted to be oiker, a whole parish in the Torah, so to speak. Omru, ain't neither batayr. There's no iser neither. This whole thing is good. Ain't Shabbos batayr. Ain't a boy's chum batayr. Hari elu pturin. Then there is no dinner parlam de shatzibar. This is ridiculous. This is gunish. That's not what the Torah is referring to.
Reform Judaism.
Exactly. Or Reconstructionist, or whatever. Such as Ketzad. Come on, what are you talking about? Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, as you'll recall, is during the Yud Aleph Yom Beinida Lanida, when the woman, if she starts seeing blood when it's totally unexpected, she doesn't automatically graduate to that of a full-fledged nida, full-fledged zava, which means each day she has to do a betika, and if over 3 days, each time she sees new blood, then unfortunately she becomes an elevated to the status of zava gedoyl, and then she has to have shim and akil. However, if it's only shemez yom keneged yom, she checks herself out, Baruch Hashem, we're clean, she has to wait the next day, shemez yom keneged. Is she allowed to live with her husband? No. When Abba the Bezin says, no, it's okay, I mean, it's after all, it's during the Yud Alef Yom, it's not during the period, and therefore, it's unlikely that you're going to soak blood, that's probably goodish. Oh, that's the case of the Bezin that erred. Yeh Shabbos, but they agree that Shabbos. That's not a problem. Rishus Ram in Rishus Ram, Rishus Ram to Rishus Yochel, but not Rishus Yochel to Rishus Ram. That's where there's a problem. Yeh Shabbos is a chum, but they have a mishtach, but all of these are chayov, and then if afterwards Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed suit, then they are chayov to bring their garment, Shinim of Nele Dovar, Dovar, Veloi Kalaguf. It says, Nele Dovar, Me Eini Hakol. Why does it say Dovar? Dovar means a small portion, but not the whole thing. The whole Shabbos, the whole Nida, the Dosnish. A small portion of Nida. Shabbos Yom Kedigadayim. Dosya. Omer Yidah Marav. My time of the Reb Shimon. Remember Reb Shimon had said at the beginning of the Mishnah, Poiter. What happened over here? The Bezdin had Paskind. Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed suit and now the Beis Din has to bring, and then they retract it, so they have to bring the Parah and held over Shul Tzibur. They either brought it or they didn't bring it. And then there was one Yochid that heard of the Heter, but didn't hear of the retraction. So Rav Shimon, but what's my time, Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says very simply, I never would have eaten this chaylev. It's only because the Beis Din initially paskened that it was mutter, and I only heard of that psak. So I was toile b'das Beis Din. But ikriyami omer v'yud omer rav oimahir Rav Shimon kol hayra shiyotze b'roiv tzibur yacher oisa oisa potter v'ishloi nitna hayra elahavchen bin shoygig l'meizim. Any hayra that went out b'roiv tzibur, in other words, b'roiv tzibur heard it and followed it, Yochad Oisa Oisa, he's potter. What's the reason why? Because the whole Inyan of Hayroah is lahaf, is to distinguish between, why do you go to a roof in the first place? Why do you go to a Beis Din? I don't know the halacha. These people are the Moirei Hayroah. They had to go and check it out with them. And so therefore, since the Beis Din issued a psak that you're potter from eating this type, or not potter, it's mutter to eat this type of chaylev, he only heard the first part, he didn't hear the second part that they retracted. So he has a right to rely on that.
It sounds like hasra, not hara. I mean, it's interesting. Usually we say hasra is hafkin ben shogig l'meizim. Here we're saying hara. It's a kind of a...
In other words, it's trying to explain why a yochid has the right to rely on a Beis Din. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Yoshua, why are you asking a Beis Din? Ask the Rabbi Yishalayim. Unfortunately, I sent Rabbi Yishalayim emails and he doesn't respond. I'm sure he listens, but he doesn't respond. So I had to go and ask the Moirei Hayroah. Why did I ask him? How good to know. Am I right? Am I wrong? That's according to Rav Yehuda Amishmur. Rav Nachman Amishmur said it wasn't Rav Yehuda, it was Rav Meir. Right? But this, our Mishnah, is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. So it continues on in that same approach, that it's a Yochid would be potter. Meisrei, all our Mishnah is adding is one step further. Not only is a Yochid potter when the Beis Din has not retracted, even after the retraction, he didn't hear the retraction, he's also potter. So would you be Meisif on the previous Mishnah? Good. Break the board, Meisrei. Parhel Novashul Tzibor, Usir Abodis Gechoven, Patchila Goyven Aleyen Divreb Shemin. We keep on talking about that you got to bring this carbon. Who pays for the carbon? I'm a click. Reb Shimon says, that means brand new gevia. It's not that we take the money on Lishkas Agoz's funds. Either they pay it from their pocket, or Klal Yisrael pays for it. They make a special appeal before Rosh Hashanah. We need special funds. The Reb Shimon. No, comes to the regular Tumas Lishka monies. Since, according to Reb Shimon, they went around soliciting funds from the kohol, putting up big, they plaster against the walls these big signs saying, Chevra, we need money to pay for the power helm, Dovish Tzibur. So how come this person says, I didn't hear anything? Of course you heard, everybody heard. They were knocking on all the doors, all the Bati Midrashim, all the Bati Gnazis, everybody heard. So how could he say, I didn't hear that they retracted subsequently? The whole inyan bring the Parah and Shul Tzibur means that they retracted. So he knows that they retracted. When they went around collecting, they said, we need a special appeal. We're not telling you what it's for, but it's a really choshev tzedakah. Please contribute. So he didn't know it was about the Parah and Shul Tzibur. He didn't know anything about this. He had traveled away on a business trip, and therefore he wasn't present when all of this collection took place. He was in Australia, he was on the North Pole, he only came back 6 months later. So by that time they'd already collected all the funds, and nobody was knocking on the door, so he didn't know. V'yibo yiseima, Rav ki idach tana sarah. Rav holds like the other Tana. Remember, the Rav is Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav. And who's that other Tana? The Sanye Ipcha Patchila Goybel Hende Rav Yehuda. Pshimanoi Metrubas Alishka Hein Boy. Ah, since we were saying in our Mishnah, it's Reb Shimon who potters. And we're asking, how come this person says he doesn't know? They were going from the whole Tzibur. Everybody was solicited. He should know. We switch around the two mandiyamim. It's now Reb Shimon that says you took the money from the Truma Solishka.
Nobody knows.
It's just the Gizborim, they know, but nobody else knows. But Reb Yehuda holds that, but Chilah Goyim in the hand. Fine, but that's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Reb Shimon that potters, that this fellow said, I heard of the Heter, but he didn't hear of the retraction. How couldn't he know of the retraction? They were collecting funds. Don't you know he's collecting funds? Reb Shimon holds he didn't collect any funds. He took them through Basilishka Hainboy. According to this, Tert. Tony, in the Braisa, we added Rameir's Machayev, not like Reb Shimon, if the Bezdin already retracted, you, the Yochid, do have to bring your own carbon. Reb Shimon pointed, like we had in the Mishnah. Reb Loza Oimer Safik. That we also have in the Mishnah. Reb Loza Oimer Safik. Same Reb Loza Oimer Safik. Now, Mishim Sumchus Omro. It's Tolui. Tolui sounds just like Safik. So what is the difference between Safik and Tolui? What's the Nafkimina? Omro Piyoshle Hashem Tolui Ikka Benayu. Now, when I learned the Gemara initially, I figured since Simcha says Tolui, that already suggests Hashem Tolui. And it's Reb Loza that says you don't have to do anything. But Rashi learns Punk Faket. He says, according to Reb Loza, it's a Safik, you have to bring your Hashem Tolui. Hashem Tolui is, for instance, as you know, if a person ate a piece of fat, then he's not sure whether he ate Shuman or Chalev, and he asks around and nobody knows, because originally there were two pieces of fat on the table, and he doesn't know whether it was the right piece or the left piece, etc. So you have to bring Hashem Tolui. However, that's according to Reb Loza. That's a Safik. According to Simchas, Tolui means it's so up in the air, I can't even be Mechayiv. Not only am I not Mechayiv Achatas, I'm not even Mechayiv in Hashem Tolui either, because I really don't know how to paskin in this situation, since the Bezdin originally said Leheter. He relied on that. The Bezdin had retracted it, didn't hear about the retraction. It's really such a difficult question. Don't bring an Achatas, don't bring an Hashem Tolui.
Exactly.
I will stop over here, Mitch, and we continue tomorrow.